Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today is real estate agent Matt Funk, here to talk about the housing market in Guthrie County and throughout Iowa. There have been some changes in the housing market of late and housing stock. What can you tell us about what conditions are for Iowa real estate right now?
My personal outlook on the conditions are that inventory is low. Sales are strong.
There's a scarcity in the market then for housing.
Yes, we have. There's much more demand for housing than what is currently available. Very strong demand. Properties, when accurately priced, are selling within a couple days.
I suppose then you said accurately priced housing. And as well, is there a particular price point or need that you're seeing that is really being affected by that scarcity? I mean, what are people wanting?
People are wanting homes in this area at $150,000 and less. Anything under $150,000 is an extremely high demand.
Do you think this is going to correct in the short term? I mean, is it just a question of new construction? What's the issue?
Right now, new construction cannot keep up. I don't know where it's really going to be in the next couple of months. We actually have need for more builders in this area. We have a strong demand for new construction in this neighborhood, in this county.
So here in Guthrie County, we are seeing then some population growth, really, as a result of this. I mean, obviously, if people are buying houses, is it people that are moving into this area and then purchasing new homes? Or is it a question of people moving laterally, say, from an apartment into a home?
Both. We do have some people that are wanting to upgrade or move into a home instead of renting. We have a typical scenario where some people are moving into a larger home. And we do have a few more people moving into the community, into Guthrie County. Stewart, as an example, has improved the downtown, and it is drawing people to the community.
But we do see quite a bit of commuters as being a thing, especially with draws to Des Moines. So has that been a factor? Are there people that are moving into the Guthrie County area to commute into Des Moines, going further and further out, but still finding jobs in a different community? And then
a good number of people, from what I have personally seen, moving into Stewart and Guthrie County, they are coming from communities west of Stewart. West, and some are south. That's what I have personally seen. The feeling is that we are having more people moving here because it is still close to Des Moines and I-80, and so they are moving out from, say, Audubon as an example. Some people are moving from communities or outside of Carroll, and they want to be closer to the interstate.
So as that demand increases, I guess what would logically follow then is that we might see some more development. I mean, if demand is great enough, some new apartments being built here by Cading Properties, I believe, in Stewart community. Should we expect to see more of that in the future if this demand stays at the current rate?
Yes, definitely. The townhouse development that will be for renters has been in strong demand, and word is that that is going to be extremely popular. I do believe that they have a list or for people waiting for those to be finished, and our Wombold addition in Stewart as well. At last report, all lots that were available are spoken for now, and community leaders are trying to put together another area for development.
And it sounds like what you're really describing here is a seller's market for the area. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. But ironically, we are in a very unique position to call it a seller's and a buyer's market. Currently, the demand is high. Buyers have the advantage of some low interest rates and some other programs that are still in effect that were used to get the market going. I do not know how long these programs will stay in effect, but right now we are at the in-between stage of having a great market for both.
Is there any advice that you can offer somebody that maybe, I guess, going both directions, if you're looking to purchase a home in Guthrie County, or if you're looking to put a house on the market in Guthrie County, anything particular to the circumstances right now that you would advise people towards?
For buyers, I would definitely recommend getting pre-approved first. Getting pre-approved. Reach out to a mortgage broker or a real estate agent and asking which mortgage broker they have experience with and feel comfortable with. But you definitely need to reach out to a mortgage broker, get pre-approved, find out your budget and what dollar amount of a home you are qualified to purchase. As for sellers, have everything ready to go. You want curb appeal, have it clean, have it maintenanced, have it ready to go to get your best top dollar right out of the gate, right at the beginning. Have it pristine, ready to show because it can sell fast. In order to get the best dollar amount, you want it to have it looking its best.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Matt Funk for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.